don't really know much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. Halloween. The festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children. I do love a good joke, and this is the best ever. A joke on the children.
Hello?
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 Oh, that's weird.
What was that?
And wave them all from front to back. The return of the living dead is about to haunt the track. Exerting the venom and turning the listeners into glass. It's a rap like mummies busting out they casket. If you act, start running, we are out to smash. Long naps in the morning when the night has passed. I'll be pummeling through your window in the form of a bat. Now watch me break my Batman with a black magic spell I'm casting on a rap fan. Travel through my past. It's Friday the 13th. Catch me mobbing with an axe on Friday the 13th. Catch me mobbing with an axe on Friday the 13th. Catch me mobbing with an axe on Friday the 13th. Catch me mobbing with an axe. Frankenstein out of control and drunk with fury. Ain't no way to stop my rage or my passion. The Wolverine slashing y'all bastards in fragments. This shit could get tragic. Not just a mere man, I'm a monster. Dog. He drains your shark, got claws. That'd take your rinky dink armor apart. It's not your fault. I was built by the experiments of the architects of the art and the raw. I'm unencumbered by your love for the law. Unencumbered by the money you brought. Unencumbered by conscious thought. I just cough, maybe scoff a little. Then rip the place down just for shits and giggles. Watch the brittle minded people start to wriggle around. They uncomfortability found in the sound. Pounding on their eardrum. Call it what you want. I guarantee I'll still be the last animal left up in the Coliseum. Go on and give him a hand, he's on a diet though. Still he'll eat up all your bread. Only things he wants, stay quiet. No, he'll start a riot up and tear your jaw in two like King Kong. But sing songs, steal your girl away like Donkey Kong. But I'm a monster.
He's a monster. A pure psychopath. So rare to capture one alive.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I dare you to listen to the story I'm going to tell. Double dare you to listen to it at midnight.
There is foul and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and fill the air.
second later, he stepped out of the shadows. Don't you see what that means? He's a vampire.
A what? A what?
Vampire, damn it, haven't you listened to anything I've said? Then I have a vampire living next door to me, and he's gonna kill me if I don't protect myself. Tell me what to do. What to do?
I know what's going on. We got a bunch of fucking vampires out there trying to get in here and suck our fucking blood. And that's it, plain and simple. And I don't want to hear anything about, I don't believe in vampires. Because I don't fucking believe in vampires. What I believe in my own two eyes, and what I saw is fucking vampire, 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 vampire. What we are dealing with is vampires.
I think I should warn you all. When a vampire bites it, it's never a pretty sight. No two bloodsuckers go out the same way. Some yell and scream, some go quiet, some explode, some implode. But all will try to take you.
I knew it. You're the head vampire.
Vampire. Vampire.
Vampire.
Vampire.
Don't ever invite a vampire into your house, you silly boy. It renders you powerless.
Question, the first question is always, are these cannibals? No, they are not cannibals. Cannibalism, in the true sense of the word, implies an interspecies activity. These creatures cannot be considered human. They prey on humans. They do not prey on each other. That's the difference. They attack and they feed only on warm human flesh.
Dead are returning to life and attacking the living.
I'm not so sure what to believe, Doctor. All we get is what you people tell us.
They kill for one reason. They kill for food. They eat their victims. You understand that, Mr. Berman? That's what keeps them going. From going. From going. From going. From going.
I stay creating. Demonstrating how Deadmo shines through the night like a lighthouse, saving all castaways lost in the drift, executing weak lyrics through the mind. Dawn of the dead. Are you vibing?
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Prince Paul one time it.
Hell yeah.
Dawn of the dead. Stemming from way back, lyrics have you laid back. Subsonic filters infiltrate you like a payback. Now is the time for the lyrical line. Abstract, poetical, compliments the mind. Cats don't understand when you rhyming with skills. All they rhyme about is cash and it's ill. But I know metabolics is true. And I'ma bring it to you. Dawn of the dead.
These creatures are nothing but pure motorized instinct.
They must be destroyed on sight.
Straight from the vortex, lyrics like rough sex. Rewind my mind into yours from your tape deck. Audio, video, critical, visual. Dead and Prince Paul, the original material. Word, cause it's the dawn of the dead. Mentally, lyrically, severing you cats' heads. M-R-D-E-A-D. Known to be a lyrical threat, easily manifesting metaphors once more, complicated. Style's too dope, for real, appreciate it. Time overdue, the dawn will still come. Evolution of supreme linguistics, here I come. Here I come. Dawn of the dead.
Out of those precious specimens of yours, and we're gonna get the hell out of here and leave you and your highfalutin ass.
to visit a haunted house? I think I have one that should suit you. That is, if you dare follow me. You will? Fine. Shall we go then? Here we are at the door. Happy haunting.
Get it over with. But now I'm thinking maybe that, because I want to feel it. You know what I mean? I just want to fucking feel that shit. So I don't know what to, I'm thinking, what do you think I should do?
Make it quick.
Quick. Yes. Yeah. That's, no. Fuck that shit. Fuck this fucking American dude. I'm going fucking old school.
Who wants this, motherfucker? Who wants this shit? Come on.
Entertainer, I got a torture chamber, torch the flame and scorch it aboard the prey. Force of pain to contort your veins, make your gelatin of a skeleton to support your frame. Orchestration, methodical manifestation, panic awaits them in an attic, a basement. Ancient bracelet sights on the inner perimeter. Grab a jab, a knife to give them an enema. In a minute or two, venom is spewed through the lips of a snake that I hit with a rake to activate.
Activate the radioactive waste
to drown a clown in a bath that assassinates. Fascinated with acid, I ate it and hallucinated while I bruised and mutilated your central nervous system.
Since the nervous victim
through a mechanism that'll bend, turn, and twist him. Let him behead him before I dead him, I let him get a glance at the two-headed tarantula. Avalanche in an antler to puncture pant legs. Your lifespan's limited, you can't bang. I jammed dead corpses, hand-fed portions, and through the jaws and air-bred sources. Genetically to have big teeth to kill, why the henchmen keep them still? Exist within the mind of a frequent killer, skilled at bending rhymes. To the shape of an axe, scraping attack. No escaping the facts, placed in the back. But the neck is a knife that's black. And chalk rails, slip brains. I got gargoyles, spit flames. Ripping physical frames. You're lacing them with spider bites. Remove your legs and make you ride a bike and blow the dynamite.
Oh, please stop. Please stop.
Chambers of torture, I caught you. Now burn whoever come in the chambers of torture, I caught you. Now burn whoever come in the chambers of torture, I caught you. Who should abort you? Neighborhood to support you.
Merry night of Halloween. The full moon casts on bush and hedge its sheen. Hush! It's the merry night of Halloween.
Thank you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yeah.
Fine. And we're gonna make a new rule. Whenever I'm in here, you hear me. That means don't come in. What are you doing down here?
Stay with me. Please. Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy.
Stay away.
Darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck in. Bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck. Bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck in. Fuck in. Fuck in. Bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck. Bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck. Bash your brains. Bash them right the fuck in. Fuck in. Fuck in. Fuck. Bash them right the fuck in.
Chinny chin chin.
The shit out of him, and we'll find out what the hell is going on up there. Yeah, we'll lay that sucker out flat and drive a stake right through his goddamn heart.
You gotta be shitting me, man. That mother's strong, strong.
Boy.
I know you're not gonna believe this, but these things were here, right in the garage, and they were gonna get me. Get me. Well, what are we gonna do?
Boy.
What the hell is going on? Just a nightmare.
What'd you dream? I dreamed about a guy in a dirty red and green sweater. He scraped his fingernails along things. Actually, they were more like finger knives or something, something he'd made himself. They made a horrible sound.
Do you?
like to tell about this guy. You all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. My street.
Of grass, lit with a laser, mixed with some hash, dug out of a crate, talk to planets down from Mars, gazing at the stars. It seems they all know who they are. Last old Hades coming, straddled up and rode it like a horse. Farther and farther I go, just dodging on comets I flow. Media showers are falling, I'm bobbing and weaving, so an ominous glow. In the distance, it's suckling in just like an envelope. I walk through the spark with a sword and a monstrous goblin like creatures. Their face made me nauseous, but I had to respect their culture. I said, why I'm on board? I was flying through the sky and you caught me. They smiled past me and Mike and said, we're bored, we'd like to hire you to rhyme. Cause all we wanna do is party, just then I've been inspired and commenced to rock them all, rock them all.
No such thing. It's all make-believe. I think Richie was just trying to scare you.
I saw the boogeyman. I saw him outside.
There was nobody outside.
There was.
What'd he look like?
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
Don't even fuck with me. I mean, I hope you know what you gave up. I hope you know what you fucking lost.
I hope you have fun with your baby. I hope I didn't wake it up. Good night. Hey, is she really good? Yeah, is she getting to pull her hair when you're fucking her from behind? Huh? She'd like that? Yeah. You ain't shit. Come answer the phone. Come on. Get your ass up and come answer the phone. Come on, come answer the phone.
I want you to quit calling me. Following me, why do you trip with me? After you get through swallowing me, never knew this blocker would explode.
Like this,
now that I know this, I must reload.
Clips, how many I'm in a psycho bitch? Down for the minute with a major twist. Came with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody peep the evil system so you know. When sexual activity happens and tears start to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back, chest is twice that. But the fatal attraction would only get you ice packs. Better watch what you do when you sleep with a woman that's on the edge in your bed, cause you'll be resting in
red.
They'll find the number to your residence, not hesitant, unprecedented. Ain't no mystery to us, she's demented. Ain't never gonna get myself in another mixed up with a psycho bitch. Millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in a ditch like this.
Wild child, running wild behind the smile is a frown. Better make you lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killer strictly, out to come and get me. From a rose to 357, 360, psycho bitch.
That was really cool what you said about me being at some other dude's motherfucking place. First of all, okay, I ain't nobody's place. I'm at Nary's fucking place, okay? And you probably don't even like that shit either, alright? But you know what? You're fucking stupid and fucked in the head. You don't think what I'm saying is real. You don't think you respect me. You don't respect me. Fine. You don't need to respect me. Okay? You don't need to fucking respect me. You're gonna lose a good friend here, okay? And I ain't giving no fucking going away present. I ain't no fucking slut, hooker, bitch, and what you call me. And you know what? You need to fucking learn how you talk to people. Oh my God, you make me sick.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and then never open the mate. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness has now come over me.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Oh no, the fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back, guard the grill. It's something wrong, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and bussing too. And I've been thinking of bussing you. I'm not your motherfucking forehead. And if your friends jump in,
all
right, now we both get. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion, we running the streets. So bye-bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Are you having a party?
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's affairs.
Oh, lucky him.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky.
Hi, my name is Brad Majors, and this is my fiancée, Janet Rice.
It's an orphan. We receive visitors here. Let alone offer them hospitality.
Hospitality? All we wanted to do was to use your telephone, goddammit, a reasonable request, which you've chosen to ignore. Ignore.
Sound, sound. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to.
I remember doing the time war, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling.
Let's do the time war again.
just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. That is the pelvic thrust.
My name's Brad Major. Your phone we might use. Great Scott! Say, what do you guys know how to Madison?
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
Get it!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Ah!
Rocker! I knew he was into the bad crowd. Damn it. I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed.
What diabolical plan had seized Frank Gray?
Intruder is entering the building. The building. Master, master.
Yeah.
The people who say they are witches, and there are very many thousands of them in the United States, may or may not be witches. I come from a group of witches who believe that it's a very personalized action. My grandmother's a witch, and my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm six generations of witches. Anyone who says they practice witchcraft and is not highly intuitive and doesn't have extrasensory perception is lying to themselves.
Brother, I know he died choking on exhaust fumes.
You don't know shit, kid.
Arnie would have never bought that car if he'd known somebody died in it.
Either you're dumber than you look, or you don't know your friend very well. He had the same look in his eye my brother always had. No shitter ever came between him and Christine. If they did, watch out.
Watch out. Watch out.
Talking about Christine, man. No shitter ever came between me and Christine. Now you watch this.
Scared the hell out of me.
Then get rid of that car.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't you blame your choking on Christine.
It happened, Arnie. When I choked, something happened. The radio came on. Everything got bright. The radio came on. Everything got bright. The radio came on. Everything got bright. The radio came on. The radio came on. The radio came on.
Start to try and get along with people better.
When are you going out about, Carrie?
I've been invited to the prom.
Prom?
Yeah, the senior prom. You know, everybody's going. His name's Tommy Ross, and he's a very nice boy, Mom.
No.
And he promised to stop him and
I
maybe
said
you
no.
can phone him and my minute, Mama.
No,
accepted,
no,
Mama.
No, no.
I accepted, Mama. I accepted.
Come to your closet.
No. I'm going. You can't stop me.
Hello?
Jude?
Yes?
Can you come out to play tonight? I'll see you at the prom.
You are keeping in mind that after tonight is all over, everything's going to be back to normal. I mean, Nick is king of the prom, and you just happen to be queen of the prom. But that's as far as it goes, Hammond.
By the way, who are you going with tonight?
It's not who you go with, honey. It's who takes you home. You home. You home.
Ground. It's time to turn around.
there's something I didn't tell you. I was spying on Tommy's funeral from the groves with your binoculars, and after everybody had left, that tall man picked up Tommy's coffin all by himself and put it in the hearse and drove off.
You're crazy. I helped carry that sucker myself. It must have weighed over 500 pounds.
The funeral is about to begin.
Like this place. Let's just get the hell out of here.